So what's really beautiful is we keep increasing in stages. So when I receive us versus yesterday, meaning the last time we did group, they're saying you're very much alive. In other words, the energies of our I Am presence, of our higher self, are greeting us, are welcoming us, are expecting us, or delivering us mercy. So the mercy is that we've sort of been conditioned, sort of, we've been conditioned to deprive ourselves. We've been conditioned to believe that we're the body, separate from source, separate, just separate. And so with that is the true fallacy. So as we will allow, the allow is our free will. Despite all the light codes, despite all the energies, we're the ones that ultimately decide. We're the ones that choose to go higher, to go further, to move in leaps and bounds. So that movement is a consciousness movement. It's a decision of the heart where we realize there's another offering. There's another love's association. There's another broadcast. There's another consideration where love is happening now. So love is our true essence. It's who we are. And love happening now is here with a splash of delight. There have been numerous dolphins that have been engaged in all the sessions lately because they're sort of like splashing around with joy, with ease, with lightheartedness, with laughter, and inviting us to do the same. So these energies are really, when it's like love is all around, we're learning to align, abide, surrender to that very essence, to that very assembly that's helping us to come alive. So to come alive, you wake up and it's like, oh, I worked out, I feel alive. But there's a joyous wonder, a joyous sensation, a joyous homecoming where we become alive in our true I Am mastery, in our true I Am awareness that is beyond time. So it's beyond all of the previous sensations or notions of self. So the mind sort of starts, okay, you kind of lost me there because I don't really understand where we're going. And they're saying exactly because we're traveling in the way of the heart that knows our steps, that knows our path, that knows our desire, that knows our presence, that knows love's arrival. So allow the past to, what would be the word? Like, just sort of like to pass on where we're lifted up into our brilliance. The best way to explain this is they're saying we're learning to twist and shout. So funny. Like we're just taking our normal path. We're on our sidewalk. And then suddenly this like hang glider, this helicopter, this higher illuminated brilliance. It's like, well, would you like a ride? Would you like a promotion? Would you like to be stirred? Would you like to be awakened? Would you like to become self-realized at last? And so it's a courtesy delivery. The best way to explain courtesy delivery is the lightness, the love, the illumination. So it's sort of like you're leaving the page and you're receiving your liberated glory. So allow yourselves to be demonstrated upon. In other words, your I Am presence is like, well, I'll show you. And so we're learning to submit to this higher frequency. And it's really a frequency. It's really a self-possessiveness where our true self merges at last. So this is the homecoming that we've been, they're saying sort of like arriving at, meaning like day by day, we're sort of opening up our drawers. We're opening up our old stories. We're opening up all of the transgressions of self and just allowing ourselves to turn the page, to be lifted, to be explored. So the explored is realizing there are aspects of self that we pushed away, pressed the snooze button, slumbered upon, shoved in a door, just denied because it wasn't appreciated, it was more trouble than it's worth, we got chastised, we got ridiculed, whatever it is. So we want to realize that what we're learning is how to really override or release that hesitancy or that fear, because that's the only reason really why we're not there 100% yet, is we're still clinging to the past where, well, it didn't work out so well for me last time I remember that glorious resemblance. So this is your time of joining with your true knowing and receiving love at last. So in other words, the energies that are with us are really helping us to override those past frequencies of doubt, of shame, of the false pretenses, so that we can join with our everlasting glow, with our everlasting halo, with our everlasting cascading bliss. So allow yourselves to join with the truth that has been the truth always. In other words, no matter the personality frequencies, that our truth is true always and is inviting us home. So when we're receiving this, I just have these like flames of light that are extraordinary. And they're purifying our very existence. So the purification is, how would I say that? It's like the old story is no longer needed. The old energies are no longer needed. So our job or our choice making is really to surrender the whole thing. Just surrender the whole thing at last and allow ourselves heavenly bliss. So as you will receive your true understanding of self, you're lifted up and consumed always. So consumed is take all of me. In other words, wake up all of me and allow that, allow like the new beginnings of true love's arrival to occur. So when we say this like dialogue as if there's a here and a there, it's really that eternal presence. The more that we understand all this is occurring between us and us, that there isn't something outside of us, that is the essence of God's glory, to really recognize that we are the divine. We are one and the same. I am that I am. And to welcome that in its full proximity. In other words, all that we're able to accommodate, all that we're able to ascribe to. So when I'm receiving this, the I am that I am is receiving this, it's just joy. It's just like, I don't know where I was in the old script, and nor do I need to ever know again, because this is just self-pleasing. So we're lifting ourselves up higher. And we want to remember that each of us are standing ready for our heavenly glow. In other words, we came into this incarnation with the idea of that true acceptance of our God presence. In other words, we're here to shout out the righteousness, the godliness, the power of the light for all to see and witness, because this is where life is exchanging hands. In other words, we're finishing a cycle of 3D where there are boundaries and sufferings and conflict and arguments. And all those arguments is just really ego's possessiveness. And we're extending ourselves in our God flame and our higher heart's glory. And so remembering that the sacred heart, the spiritual heart, contains the God flame that is the source of us all. And so as we welcome this triumph, as we welcome this safe return, it's like we start reverberating with the essence of love. And love is who we are. Love is the master healer, because love is the true doctor. Love is the true extension of faith that we are each in the process of birthing. So allow that just conclusion to take place instantly. So when they're saying instantly, it's here. It's here for the welcoming. It's here for the taking. It's here for the safe passage. So it's almost like refugees from that bitterness and harshness of 3D reality, in moving into the glorious arrival of love's inheritance. So allow your entire surroundings, your entire knowings, everything that is occurring in your life currently, to receive this offering, to receive this broadcast, because they're saying we're readily exchanging hands. So all the conversations we're going to have, all the people, places, and things are adequately adjusted. In other words, we're shifting timelines into our illuminated status. So allow that to take place in an instant. In other words, we are graduating. We have graduated. So again, remember there are many, many parallel realities, versions of who we are on planet, on Mother Earth. And so we're welcoming in our true love's arrival. In other words, we're choosing love. We're choosing our higher self. We're choosing our I Am presence. We're choosing love with delight. We're choosing love with delight. So we're surrendering to an extraordinary power, to an extraordinary existence. And they're asking us to just hold that there. So some of us are getting accustomed to welcoming back that power, welcoming back that strength, welcoming back that illuminated presence. So for some of us, the concern is how it's received by others. Remember, there are no others. It's an aspect of self that was sort of playing a game with you. And so we're returning to our highest claim, which is the truth of all. The truth of all. So we're awakening to awakening the sonship, to awakening the collective. So we're reporting to our God self, to our I Am presence. And surrendering our affairs, our life, our bodily needs. We're not giving up control, we're accessing our divine power. Our divine power. The power that is rightful to all. So as we receive it, we demonstrate, we show the way. We are the life. We are the change we've been seeking. We are love. We are illuminated bliss. We are in divine union with ease. Remember the dolphins helping with ease. Playful, joyful. And allow that energy to illuminate and shift all of your cellular memory so you are now well adjusted in your new association of life. Receive these higher levels as the most ordinary next step on your path, being delivered with ease, trusting your divinity, the divine plan, in this incarnation and always. Receive, receive, receive. So it is.